You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We just thank God for a beautiful day on today. It's nice and crispy outside. It's a little cooler. Oh, I love this time of the year. It just makes me feel like I'm closer to the Lord. I just bless God for this cool weather. We live here in South Florida, so we thank God for the 60s. Amen. Because it's been a long, hot summer. And we just thank God that we're alive this morning and that we still have the use and the activity of our limbs and our faculties. Even if you don't, if your heart is still pumping blood and still warm in your veins, you have enough to be rejoiceful and praise God for, because someone, if we called their name this morning, they wouldn't answer us because they're going on to either glory or they're going on to hell. So this morning, we need to be conscious of where we're going to spend eternity, because this right here is just the dress rehearsal of what is to come. And we thank God for his beautiful trees and the mountains and the streams and the ocean and just the green grass and the beautiful flowers. But we thank God this morning for life. Life is precious. Time is of the essence. We can't waste it because we can't get it back. Here on this earth, we're dealing with time. But when we walk by faith, we step into the realm of eternity. We step into where God is, because God is not governed by time. He is in eternity. And so when we walk by faith, we step into that realm. And that's why we've been dealing with faith for so long, because faith, hope, and love, which is the greatest, love. We must love life and love our neighbor as we love ourselves. But first of all, we must love God, because God loved us first, because he sent his only begotten son. While we were still jacked up and tore up from the floor up, God sent his son to save us. And that's enough to shout about all by itself. We have hope in the resurrection power of what Jesus did. We have hope. So no matter where you are this morning, no matter what circumstance, what situation, what trial, what tribulation come your way, if you're still alive, if you're still breathing, there is hope. There is hope. You must keep the faith. Don't be discouraged and wait on the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Pray. Get in this word. Meditate on the word. God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. But you must receive him. You must trust him. You must believe that he is. You must believe that he is. That's the key right there to start everything off. You must believe that he is. You must receive him as your Lord and Savior. Because he ain't going nowhere, no matter what's going on. God is still on the throne. Jesus at his right hand making intercession for us. And the Holy Spirit is giving us the power. He's giving us the authority and the anointing to do what God has called us to do. And that's to tell somebody about Jesus. That's the disciple. That's to lead them to Christ. That's to pray for their healing. Because we can't heal, we can't deliver, we can't set free. But we can lead them to the one who can. And the Holy Spirit gives us the power to do that. So we must lean and depend on Jesus. There's no other way. There's no other way to the Father except through Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And that's not changed. It's not going to change. We need to trust in the Lord and see what he's going to do. If you put your trust in the Lord, don't be anxious. Don't be discouraged and downtrodden in your spirit. Trust in the Lord this morning. Trust in the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father. Father, we come right now humbly before you. We come with thanksgiving on our lips. We enter into your courts with praise. Lord, we just want to say thank you this morning for another day. Lord, we thank you that the blood is still running warm in our veins this morning, Lord, and we're able to see and hear and move, Lord God. Oh, Father God, if we even can't see and we can't hear and we can't move, Lord, we still have blood running through our veins, so we're still alive. Lord, we still can communicate some kind of way that Jesus is the way. Oh, Lord, we just thank you for this day, Lord God. We thank you for your word. Take control right now, Lord God. Over these airwaves, have your way, Lord Jesus. Let your word go forth with power and simplicity, that the least of them will understand it. Let it penetrate and tear up the fiery, hard soil, Lord God. Let it cultivate, Lord God, that this seed will fall on fertile soil of the hearts of your people. It will germinate, come to life, and bear much fruit. Lord, we just thank you right now, Lord, for your word, because you sent your word and you healed them. Lord God, your word is a two-edged sword. It is quick and powerful. Oh, piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we just thank you for your word on this morning. Thank you, God, for your word. Lord, we ask a special blessing on all those that are bereaved this morning, Lord God. Give them peace and comfort, Lord, in their hearts. Lord God, let them know that if they died in you, Lord Jesus, they are with you now. Lord, we thank you that it will be a sign to those that don't know you to come into the fold, to come in to the kingdom, to come into the body of Christ. Lord, we just thank you right now, Lord, for what you're doing on the West Coast, Father God, how you're helping the folk over there who've gone through so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the aid that's there. We thank you for those that are reaching out in love in the name of Jesus, Father, that you will supply every need. Lord God, that you will build them back up better than before. Father, we just thank you for the lives that were spared. Father God, we thank you for the healing that's already taking place, Lord God. We thank you for revival that's breaking out, that you're showing yourself mighty, Lord God. You're showing yourself strong in this time, Lord God, because where can we go? Where can we go, Lord, when all is lost? Father God, you're still on the throne. And we give you praise, honor, and glory this morning. Lord God, we lift up to you this morning those that are backslidden, Lord. You are married to the backslider, drawn by your spirit this morning. Them that don't know you, Lord, let your spirit go into the deepest, darkest places on this morning. And draw them, Holy Ghost. Draw them this morning. Draw them into the kingdom of God. Draw them. Give them salvation, Lord. Save them. Lord God, pour out your healing virtue on all those who need a healing this morning, Lord God. We know that you're able. You're not practicing anything. You're a divine healer. Lord God, pour it out this morning. Pour out your healing virtue on all who need it, Lord God. All who are crying out to you, Lord God. Protect those who can't protect themselves, Lord. Send your angels, Lord God, behind the prison walls on this morning, Lord. Protect those who are looking to you, Lord God, for protection. Save those that need to be saved this morning, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, God, that you wrap your loving arms around them this morning and let them know there is hope in Jesus. There is hope. Lord God, we lift up to you this morning the owners of this radio station, Lord God, the technicians, the men and women who make it happen here, all those, the men and women of God who come in and preach and teach, Lord God, who air on this radio station, Lord God, preaching your gospel, the psalmist, Lord God, the ones who sang the gospel songs and the hymns, Lord, just bless them this morning. Continue to anoint them, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God. Build them up where they're torn down. Prop them up where they're leaning, Lord God. Oh, we just thank you this morning, Father God. Have your way, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We just thank God for another day. And this morning we're looking at Romans 5. Oh, it's just so much meat on this bone, I just can't let it go. And the Lord has been dealing with me about this because it starts out with faith. It starts out with faith, and we've been dealing with faith because we must have faith. And that's the only way we're going to be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy and the devil, with that shield of faith. We got to have faith, y'all. And it starts out with faith, and it goes to hope, and it ends up with love. Love is the greatest of all these. And I'm going to read from verse 5 through verse 8, and I'll read in the King James Version. And it reads as thus, "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And so we see here in this fifth chapter that it started out, Paul is saying, look, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Because we are justified by our faith, we have peace with God. We are not God's enemy. We are at peace. We are in right standing with God because of our faith, because that we believe through what Jesus did on the cross, because we believe in Jesus. We receive his Holy Spirit working in us and through us, because in our natural power and our natural strength and power, we can't do it. But the supernatural power and strength of the Holy Ghost, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace where we stand. We have access into the throne room of God, into the Holy of Holies, because of our faith. We have access, where we stand when we are born again. We are part of the kingdom. We stand in that place of grace. We stand in the Holy of Holies. And faith gives us access. Faith gives us access. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We rejoice because we have hope. We have hope because we believe. We have hope because we have faith in God. Faith, hope, love. We have hope. We can rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And there will be tribulation. But because we have hope, because we are walking by faith, we know that is working patience in us. And patience is a hard thing, but it's working patience in us, and it's giving us experience. Experience is a hard teacher. It's a hard teacher, but it's true. It's true, because what you experience, can't nobody tell you about that. You've experienced, you went through it. You've had the patience, and it works experience. And experience hope. It gives you hope. Because after you've waited on the Lord, and the Lord shows up, or he answers your prayers, it builds up your most holy faith. You have hope. You can tell someone else that I've been there. I've done that. I have the t-shirt and the hat. And God came through for me. When I was in a low place, I was in a dark place, and I turned to the Lord. I turned to the Lord and I waited on the Lord. I had patience and I went through. I got experience. I got experience in walking in the oracles of God. I got experience in going down in Kneebone Valley. Talking to the Lord, praying, meditating on his word, trusting in him, believing in him, no matter how dark it was. No matter how hard it was, no matter what they said, And no matter what the enemy tried to bring before me and telling me that I'm not going to make it, I'm not going to believe the enemy's report. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. He said that I am healed. He said I am wonderfully and fearfully made. I am the beloved of God. Huh? I'm a chosen generation. Huh? I'm a chosen, a peculiar people, a holy nation, a royal priesthood. That's who he say I am. So that's what I'm going to believe. And hope making not anyone who put their trust in God and in the finished work on the cross of Lord Jesus Christ shall not be ashamed. Hope making not ashamed. When I have hope in him, I'm not going to be ashamed. I'm not going to be ashamed. There's light at the end of the tunnel. Having already been justified, we have hope that cannot be humiliated. I will not be ashamed. The hope we have is in the glory of God. Even though it is tested, excuse me, in the cauldron of the fiery tribulation, we're going to go through the fire. But just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when we put our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus, he'll be right there with us. He'll be right there in the fire. And when we're tried in the fire, we're going to come out like pure gold. Because it's only burning off all the things that is not good for us, all the impurities, all the things that are not true. It's burning them off. It will be proved genuine. It will be proved genuine. My Lord, it's hope maketh not ashamed. We're not humiliated because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. The Holy Spirit is given unto us because we can't do it without the Holy Spirit. It gives us the strength. But because of the love of God that is shed, that love is shed abroad. When they see us, they should see Christ, the love of Christ. Because the Holy Spirit that is given to us, that lives on the inside of us when we are born again, it lives on the inside of us. It will be proved genuine because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. Because by speaking of faith, moved to hope, and now has come to talk about love, moved into the love of God, and now has come the end of the trilogy, which is charity or love. Our hearts are flooded with God's love for us because we have been justified. But more than that, there is another benefit which accompanies justification, and that is the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. It is the Holy Ghost who pours into our heart, into the heart of the believer, a sense of God's love for him. Not only did the Holy Spirit come to us at salvation, communicating God's love for us, but the scripture says he is given unto us. The Holy Spirit is given unto us as a comfort, as a guide. The Paraclete, the Paracletus, another comforter, just like, so it's the Spirit of God. It's Jesus living on the inside of us because all three are one. So we have Jesus on the inside, the Holy Ghost. He didn't leave us. He said, I must go so the Spirit can come. And when the Spirit has come, you're going to be endued with power. That's our power to do what God has called us to do. We can't do it in our natural strength. No, we can't do it in our natural strength. But the Holy Ghost, so the love of God is shed abroad. Wherever we go, we take Jesus with us, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is in us. So that love, faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. Because without love, we can't do what God has called us to do. Without love, We can't have faith in him because we must love him first. We must love God and we must love our neighbor as we love ourselves. So love is the key. So we must have that love. For when we were yet without strength, we were yet without strength. We didn't have the strength. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. When you are down, laying flat on your back, and everyone has turned away from you, the doctors have given up on you, huh? You laying flat on your back. You've exhausted every possibility in your natural strength. That's when you just right for a miracle. Because all the flesh, all the carnality, you are out of the way. Now, the Spirit of God, which leads us and guides us into all truth, can move on our behalf. God can bless us with a miracle because now we've truly put it in His hands. And we're not trusting in plan B and plan C and trying to follow the world system, but we're totally dependent on God. Totally. We've surrendered all to Him. Have you ever been in a place like that? I've been in a place like that. And God moved miraculously. Now, there was some tears shed. And there was some pain. The heart was aching. The body was aching. The mind was all over the place. But He'll regulate your mind. He'll mend that broken heart. He'll pick you up, dust you off, and put you on a straight and narrow path. He will fill you with His Holy Ghost and put you on an assignment that He get the glory, He get the praise, and He get the honor. Because at the end of the day, it's all about Jesus. It's not about us. And everything we go through is so we can help someone else. Help someone else. We can lead them to Jesus, the one who can help in any situation, the one who can save their very souls from a burning hell. Jesus, he's the only way. So while we were without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. The distinctive quality of God's love is that it operates of merit, not of merit. Human love is given to those who are lovable, but God's love embraces even the unlovable. In our humanity, we'll love those that's lovable, that treat us right, that's kind to us, but we should have the love of God, an agape love, that loves the unlovable. Pray for your enemies. Pray for those that despitefully use you and abuse you. That's not easy. That's not easy. But because we walk by faith and we have hope in the resurrection and the finished work on the cross, and because of the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of us, we can have this kind of love. Because without this kind of love, all our works are in vain. We must love God's people. We must love God first and love ourselves, huh? As we love our neighbors. We can't love our neighbors if we don't love ourselves. But we got to love God first, because guess what? He loved us while we were jacked up. We were weak and in sin and on our way to a burning hell. But in due time, while we were yet sinners, the circumstances did not bring Christ to the cross. The divine plan of God did. Our circumstances didn't bring Jesus to the cross, but God's divine plan, in due time, He know when the time was just right to die for our past sins, our present sins, and our future sins. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die. Huh? Think about that. Would you die for someone? Scarcely would a man, a righteous man, would scarcely someone die for a righteous man. Huh? Scarcely. Even a few would die for a good man. And when I say man, I mean man or woman. Scarcely. But God commended his love. He sent his love. God. God sent his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, while we were yet sinners, doing everything we were big enough to do. It's easy to love those that are doing right. But to love those that are in sin, to die for those that are in sin, that are the enemy, we were the enemies of God. We were far away from God. But God loved us. He didn't love the sin, but he loved who we could be and who we would be, because God sees past our imperfections. He looks past all our shortcomings. He looked past all the things that we do that are contrary to his will. He looked past all the times that we ignore the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit say, go right, and we go left because it's what we want and it's part of our plan. While we were yet sinners, God commended his love to us. He sent his only son to shed his blood on an old rugged cross on a hill called Golgotha, a place of the skull. He died for us. He died for us. So no matter where you are today, there's hope. Walk by faith. There is hope. There's hope. And there's room at the cross. There's room for all who would receive him. Huh? But you must walk in love. You must receive his agape love, so you can shed it abroad by the working of the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit have his way. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. So until next time, just remember, God loves you, but we love you too. Keep the faith, keep the hope, and walk in love. Amen. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust them at all
times. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed is the name of the Lord. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. Things are being put in order. Hallelujah. If you would like Jesus to come into your heart and life and be your Lord and Savior, would you ask with me right now, Holy Spirit?